Y'all been hearing about this move of God that's been going on around this nation? That is awesome. And it just kind of stirs me up. I remember reading about Azusa, if you've ever read about Azusa Street Revival, that Shekinah glory, that fog. I'm not talking about fog machines, people putting it in. It's the real deal. And I've been thinking about who Jesus is. The message for today is the healer. Jesus is the healer. It is not something that he does. It's something who he is. Because what does the word Jehovah Rapha mean? Anybody knows? The Lord who heals. It's not an occupation. It's not something that, you know, you walk into the store and it's sitting on a shelf, and because that's something that you can go out and get. It's just who he is. You're sitting in the presence of God. You're going to understand you're going to be healed regardless of what you got going on in your life. When you spend time with the Lord in his presence, you will be healed. And there was a woman who was sick, dying of cancer, and the doctors couldn't do anything for her. This is early 1900s. And there's nothing that they can do as far as their medicine can take them, their knowledge on the certain situation under the disease. And she went to this meeting on Azusa Street and sat in that fog and that the Shekinah glory. And afterwards, she had gained 80 pounds, was completely healed of that. And she went back to the doctors. He didn't even recognize her. It's not something God does. It's who he is. You can't mention this. The Bible says in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. And in verse 14, it talks about, and the Word was made flesh. You can't separate the Word from Jesus because they're one and the same. So when we talk about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, that's who he is. It's not what he does. Talks about Jehovah Rapha, it's the Lord who heals. It's not what he does. And we got to get back to that, because the real, we have to understand something here. It goes hand in hand. It all goes hand in hand. So when we preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick, it goes hand in hand. It's not a different type of product or what have you. It's who he is. When you spend time with Jesus and in the presence of the Lord, he's going to change whatever's going on in your life. Can I come out now? I'm getting very antsy just standing right behind here. And not. I want to roam. Yeah, I'm standing in front of that fan. If you got your Bibles, open up to Luke 4:16. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, so he came to Nazareth, this is Jesus, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on a Sabbath day and stood up to read. It was Jesus' custom to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath and open up to that page in the book and read from Isaiah. And when he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, in recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That was his custom. Have you made it your custom? Well, if you're here, of course you have. If Jesus can make going to the synagogues. And there's times throughout the scriptures when he was on his way to Jerusalem. Why? Going to the synagogue. He had to be in the Father's house. That's something that he had to do. That's something that the Lord had put on his heart. There's something about being in the Lord's house corporately together, and you're seeing it. Can you imagine how many, I heard some people were bringing pillows and blankets. Not their time cards. They were wanting to stay in the presence of him. They weren't worried about work. They weren't worried about classes. It's something bigger, something deeper, something more meaningful. Being in the presence of God. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own schedules of life. It's great to be busy, but it's what we're putting aside in order to be busy about. Jesus had to be about his Father's business. And I get that we go into the marketplace in every which way, and we're working and we're carrying on in every which way, but it's something different. You're laughing at me because I said every which way about four times, didn't you? Am I okay? Okay. She's like, you can see. Good night. Whew. I'm out of that place. No, being in the presence of God is something so important. And it doesn't just happen here corporately. We can do it corporately here, but that's great. Love that. But it doesn't stop here. I know Azusa, they were having services three times a day. Can you imagine going back to that? Three times a day. And every single time is the same way for 4 or 5 years. And it stopped because someone stopped being obedient to God. You got to be willing to go all the way out and do what the Lord wants you to do, regardless if people make fun of you. You're crazy. I don't care. They called Jesus crazy. I mean, they thought he was crazy. People may get jealous about you. That's okay. They may not like your relationship with Jesus. That's all right. But you continue to do what he's called you to do. He's the healer. How's your sciatic? Can you share that?
I'm a blessed guy. Should have a lot of pain, and I don't. A little bit here and there, a little bit aches.
Not just because he knows Jesus, but because it's who he is. I didn't do it. Jesus healed him. All he had to do is just receive what was already there. We're not trying to get God to do something for us. He's already done it. And he's given you the faith to go out and just receive it. Just take it. God, I need you to do this. I've already done it. God, I need help with this. Already done it. I'm not going to rain down money from heaven. Jesus is a healer. He came to heal the brokenhearted. And the thing about it is that some of these Jewish people knew that. And he got up in a synagogue every time and read out of the prophet Isaiah. And then he went out and demonstrated it. And yet, oh, I still don't know if he's the one. Really? How was he able to do that? The anointing. The anointing. The yoke removing, yoke destroying, sorry, burden removing, anointing. Now let me ask y'all a question. Because when I see myself, I don't see myself. And even when I wasn't standing up here, I got to a place to where I didn't see myself coming to Jesus as all those people were doing in order to be healed. I saw myself as Jesus. Now how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as Jesus? And people need to come to you for help. They came to the disciples. They brought mats, mattresses, laid them down just so that Peter's shadow might fall upon them. But his word says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Well, that can't happen to me, Pastor Tim. Do we serve a different Jesus? I don't think I'm going to use my notes today. We don't serve a different Jesus. The same Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead lives on the inside of us. There's nothing different. But who do you think you are? It doesn't matter. It's who you think you are. I know who I am in my skin. But who do you think you are? People will be coming up to work, up to you at work. Pray for me, man. Pray for me, sis. Pray for me. Why? Why? I got this going on. What? They need Jesus. And you have that. Well, let's just wait until Sunday morning. Maybe, hopefully, Pastor Tim can give you something. No, you don't need that. You got it in you. The healer is in you. He's a part of you. It's not a byproduct. It's who he is. He's the healer. Your marriage is going apart. He's the healer. Relationship's gone away. He's the healer. It's not a byproduct. Otherwise, that's something that's just what he does. He wouldn't have introduced himself as Jehovah Rapha. How do you see yourself? I know how Jesus sees you. He sees you just like he sees himself. You got that last one, Luke 9. If you can put that up. I'm going all over the place. That's last, my last scripture. It says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the what? Kingdom of God, and to do what? That word "and" is a conjunction. And some people have settled for, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news. That's it. And we're going to have a small group for the brokenhearted, and we're going to have that group for this, and we're going to have that group for that. If you're really preaching the gospel, it'll take care of all that stuff. Because that's the power and the anointing that is on that. To preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Anyone in here sick? Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. I'm not going to throw power at you. It's in you. Speak to every sickness. Speak to it. Something about it. Not too many doctrines carry that. Preach the kingdom of God. That's on the inside of you. Lord, I don't have anything to do. I don't have, Lord, I'm just too busy. When you get to the place and understand who Jesus is, you'll know who Jesus is. And you can't get there by making yourself busy with everything else. You got to spend time with him. He's the healer. My lungs healed. I didn't need a doctor's note to say that. Got to cover it up. Because I bounce around a lot. I need a bro. Didn't used to have that back in the day. But I'm not breathing hard. I'm not out of breath. I'm out of shape. But I'm not out of breath. Sickness is a lie. Straight out of the pit of hell. And you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to put up with the mental illness. Stop coddling it. We talk more about the ailment than we do about the solution. All you're doing is just making it bigger. It's not yours to keep. Generational, it's not yours. He bore it. But I was like this all my life. Doesn't matter. This is what the word says. Now, question is, are you going to put your faith in that and trust God and renew your mind with his word and just walk in line with it? Or are you going to keep using that as an excuse, as a crutch? People be healed and they still want to carry that crutch. I can only milk it for so long because then my wife is like, you need to get up. They preach the kingdom of God. If you're preaching the good news, if you're preaching the gospel, if you're preaching the kingdom of God, good things are going to happen. I'm not going to knock what's going on out there in the world. Because I know there'll always be some haters. I mean, even with who's that, Pastor Greg? No, Locke. Have you heard of him? They're doing all sorts of stuff. I mean, he's been doing it for a while, though. Deliverance, healing, all that stuff. But I'm just saying, if it's a true move of God, and you're in the presence of God, what's a part of him is the miracles. It isn't just people jumping around, hollering, emotional. That's great that they're there. My goodness, I mean, they might get to the place, hey, take a bath. They're not wanting to leave. And I think that's awesome. That's great. But when you're in the presence of the Lord, you're not going to leave there the same. There will be a change. There will be a difference. There will be a stirring, a burning on the inside of you that wants more and more and more of God. Those miracles wouldn't be a byproduct. It's just who he is. When you're standing in the presence of the Lord. I don't have to go in the back and, all right, we got to get some healing for you. Here you go, Richard. Well, now we need deliverance. So there you go. No, that's who he is. It's who he is. Put up Mark Mark chapter 6. It says, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and anchored there. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized them. Wait a minute, is that Ty? I remember Ty. Ty's the one that preached the word. And he preaches it boldly. I gotta hang with Ty. He's unapologetic about his face. I need to go see him. I need to go hang with him. Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown, have you cracking up? But he's got a gentle spirit. Speaks well to people. You gotta hang with him. They recognize you. They recognize Jesus in you. Pastor Tim, cover your throats. No, I'm fine. Says they ran through that whole surrounding region and began to carry about on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he entered into the villages, cities of the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole, made well. Again, how do people see you? Do they see Jesus through you? As you think in your heart, so are you. But I just can't do it. I never thought that either. Until I recognized that I'm a spirit being. And God sees my spirit rather than my flesh. More so. And he's looking on the inside of who I am. Not the outward man. Man will look on the outward man. God looks upon the heart. And when the Lord sees me, he sees a young man after his heart. But how do you see yourself? Well, I don't know much. You don't have to know anything but that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And he's the healer. And that's enough. And God can move through that. He just needs the vessel. You want to start seeing a change in your life? Start acting on the word of God. I guarantee you, you're going to see a change. And I guarantee you, you're going to get a lot of pushback. But as somebody says, I really don't give a rip. You got to get to the place to where you don't care what the enemy wants to do to you. You got to be willing to go out. Because he's a healer. Azusa, the Shekinah glory. That's unreal. But it was real. Documented. Limbs growing out. I think I saw a place, I don't know, someone showed me. Not in Shekinah, not Azusa, but I mean, there's a woman that had not gained weight, but was losing weight. That's what I need. They were losing weight in the presence of my goodness. Imagine that. You go in being 280 and then come out, you about 180, ripped and everything else. My gosh. I'm all for that. The glory of God can make you young again. But then you have your naysayers. Oh, I don't believe all that mess. I do. Because he's a healer. How do we read this word and not believe it? I believe everything that's in it, from cover to cover. When he talks about he's given us dominion, I believe it. When he talks about how he's given an authority to go out, I believe it. When he talks about when he healed the sick and blind, I believe it. When he talks about the grace, I believe it. When he talks about all these things, I believe it. That's why we're called believers. We don't spend our time being unbelievers unless it's something that contradicts his word. I believe it. I don't waste any time not believing in what the word of God says. Do you question it? No, I don't question the word, but I do question people's motives behind the word. He's the healer. This isn't about me. This isn't about you. This is about Jesus and what he wants to do through you. But he needs vessels. But many in that day, I left that a long time ago. Why? Because people will use that scripture in order to keep you in bondage, keep you from doing it. If you know Jesus, you know Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? You got a personal relationship with him? You got a personal relationship with you? Don't worry about that scripture then. Because it says Jesus never knew you. If he knows you and you know him, you ain't got to worry about it. Did the disciples know him? Then he commissioned them and said, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will do what? Cast out demons, speak in new tongues. They will do these things. Why? Because they believe. The healer. I may have pre-stalled all my notes. God's not going to pour out his spirit any more than what he's already done. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Every day we get closer to the last days, to when Jesus is coming back. Every day. He's not going to pour out his spirit again on all flesh. He's already doing it. Revival starts in you, believing that he's already done it. We get to shout, praise, dance, God, we want. You're trying to get him to do something. He's already done it. Just receive it. Just receive it. We had, we talked about Shekinah Glory. That was a story. There's a, y'all remember Vernon? Vernon King. But every once in a while, I don't know if it's every year or every other year, what have you, but Fort Hayes would call him up to come do a tour for the new students that are coming in. And the last time he had done it is a few years ago. But we decided, but he called me up and he says, man, I got a bunch of students that are coming and stuff like that. Can you plan something? So we ended up planning a night for him to come on out. And we, in that foyer right there, we got our fog machines and we just filled the whole foyer up with fog. And they came in, what is going on? And here's the thing. We had some of these masks on and we were hiding in the fog. And they couldn't see us. You could not see in front of your face. We filled it up. I mean, and he was just, and we just scared the mess out of them. They just flipped, but it was so awesome. And we had a great night. But the thing about it is, I'm talking about that Shekinah glory. The presence of God filling up. Now, some people have speckles here and there. But that is filling up the room. What would you do when that happens? If that happened? How many people would freak out? How many people would stand up or kneel or just begin to weep? I mean, I think emotions would be all over the place. But how many people would be scared if that happened? How many people would go and tell their family? How many people would be on the recording singing it? When it's going down, the last thing you want to be doing is recording it. And sometimes we want people to see what we see, and I need proof, I need evidence, but you lose sight of what you're doing. It's almost like, I mean, if you're going out and you're helping the homeless and you got to record it so that everybody sees you helping the homeless. Why are we here? Why do you come, Miss Marinza? Why do you come to worship? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Why do you come, Dustin? Miss Brown, Mrs. Brown, why do you come?
Well, the word does say, forsake not the fellowship of the Lord, the gathering together of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They build your faith.
Yeah.
You see other people coming here and going by them, and they be blessed by you.
Amen. Yep. Ty, why do you come?
Here's a word.
I'm glad you haven't gone anywhere else then. I must be preaching a word. Dexter, why you come?
I'm here to be filled with the word of God and gathered around my sister and mother.
Amen. 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 Well, I come not because I'm supposed to be here, but I come from Him, for Him. Come for you. I can get closer to Him in my office. I can get closer to Him when I'm driving. I can get closer to Him when I'm at home, chilling. But I want to bring that closeness here corporately and then take it back out. It's kind of like a revolving door. In my life. Am I 100% with that? No, buddy. But in and out. When you get here, Monday, keep it going. He's the healer. Tuesday, keep it going. Wednesday, we're going to be back here. Wednesday night, keep it going. You're not going to want to miss Wednesday night. Thursday, keep it going. Friday, I mean, we get to the place to where on Sunday mornings, we're worn out, we're tired. Oh, I need a refilling. Should never need a refilling. I said, you can refill at home. You can refill that in your car. You can refill wherever you're at. You come here refreshed, ready to go. Ready to get back in the presence, ready to be alone with your brothers and sisters. We get to the place of the Lord, I don't need healing anymore. I just need you. Because you are the healer. You ain't got to wait for Pastor Tim to say something. Because the same spirit, same power that's on the inside of me resides in you. Whatever you have going on right now in your life, blood pressure, speak to it right now. Whatever you got going on right now, speak to it right now. And receive it. Lord, I thank you. Man, I've even heard and read that people's teeth would grow. They got new teeth. During that Azusa Street revival. New teeth. Think about it. That's tens of thousands of dollars being saved. I got a fake tooth in the front because I got it knocked out so many times playing ball. Apparently I just couldn't shut my mouth when I was playing. And I took a lot of elbows and eventually it became a post. They put a post in. And when Isaiah senior year, was it senior year? I got it knocked out again. Playing with some players. Lakin knocked it out. And then there was another time where I was eating a chicken wing. Bit on it. New teeth. Amen. I can believe. New teeth. Weight loss. What else you need? Not because it's a byproduct, but because of who he is. He's the healer. And there's nothing too small that God can't do. There's no broken heart that he can't heal. There's nothing that is keeping you bound that he can't set you free. He's the healer. It's not what he does. It's who he is. We worship him because of who he is. Not what we can get from him. Come on now. I feel like running. Why? You got to test these lungs out. Everyone stand up. Stand up. Testing. 1, 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This last call. But here's the thing. It's never the last call when you're Jesus. Just for today. In here. Before we leave. Anyone. Dealing with anything. After you spoke to them, still hurting. What have you. Raise your hand. You, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. Your heart? You got heart palpitations? Can you feel the effects of it now? No. Can you receive it? What's that? You receive healing. We don't try, we do. We do it. Our responsibility is to believe what Jesus already had done. He tells us to speak it. We speak it. Lord, you do the rest. It's done. It's a done deal. We're in agreement with you. How's the hip, sir? Yes, sir. Come here. We just know Randy from Wednesday nights, that's all. You need a mic?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
Last month, for a long time, I had a pain in my shoulder. And absolutely, if I did this, it would make me pee my pants.
Oh, there you go.
Where I had to have something done. So I went to my doctor and I said, hey, can you give me a cortisone shot? He said, sure. He said it'll take about 3 days to 4 days for this to take effect. 3 weeks go by, and man, I still could not do this. Couldn't at all cry. And all of a sudden, one morning, I woke up here a couple weeks ago, and I could do this, and it doesn't hurt. And I thought, whoa, what a miracle. I told Doc that the other day. He said, well, sometimes, you know. I said, no, it's a miracle, Doc.
That wasn't so bad. Thank you for sharing that. I like messing with you. Anybody else got another healing testimony? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Like you said, you gotta focus on the kingdom of God. And yeah. When I came to church at first, I was just really still focusing on the pain. And I started focusing more on the words of God that were coming from you and spoke to the pain in the name of Jesus. And it's about 100% gone, but it is way, way better than it was. And it was really bad. And so it's a huge blessing for me.
Amen. Amen. What was everybody laughing at? Baby had a testimony. Mom kept me in there for 9 months. That's what. That's awesome. One more. Yes, ma'am.
The communion video that I take with Joseph Prince daily, he calls communion the fountain of youth, and you keep referring to that today.
That's cool. Yeah. That's good. It's how you see yourself. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Don't think anything less than what Jesus already thinks of you. It doesn't matter what your past is. You keep it going. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, because Jesus is our healer. He is the healer. And we worship you because of who you are. Father God, and as we leave this place, that you will continue to stir that on the inside of us this week. So when we come back Wednesday, Lord, it is going to be more anointing, more power, more of you in every way. And help us to impact this city for the glory of the kingdom. Not for ourselves, but for you. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.